WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Cross of Fire is a love story. It's also a hate story. It's the story of a man who rises to power as a Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, and of the woman he loves to the point of obsession, even when she rejects his advances. It's got elements of Citizen Kane and Fatal Attraction and the Costa Gavras movie Betrayed, and it's got some of the best performances you'll see on TV this year. The cast is led by an all-star group of young actors best known for their yuppie whining. John Hurd plays the Klan leader. You might remember him as the toy company junior executive shot down by Tom Hanks in the movie Big. Mel Harris, who plays Hope on 30-something, co-stars as the woman he loves. And David Morse, who played Dr. Boomer Morrison on St. Elsewhere, plays the meek small-town attorney who loves her too. All of these actors are terrific. As D.C. Stevenson, Hurd demonstrates his charisma in the very first scene by visiting a country store and charming the storekeeper and his customers, including a bitter World War I veteran.
Years and years of war. What we come home to? Immigrants. Now, immigrants crowd us out of our jobs, overwhelming our schools. And our elected officials using public office for private profit.
Maybe your elected officials. Sure as hell ain't mine.
Well, that's my point. That's my point exactly. I mean, doesn't it seem to you folks that, I don't know, there's something wrong with America? And the values that we fought and died for are disappearing. They're disappearing right before our very eyes.
Before long, Stevenson is so powerful that he literally dictates his own terms to a man seeking his support in a local election.
Write this down and sign it. In return for the political support of D.C. Stevenson, and in the event that I'm elected mayor of Indianapolis, Indiana, I promise not to appoint any person member of the Board of Public Works without their first having the endorsement of D.C. Stevenson. I also promise and agree...
That's insane. What if the letter were discovered?
This will be the only copy of the letter that exists, and I'll have it. We can go a lot further than mayor. We can do a lot more good than you can on your own, John.
Stevenson is just as aggressive while pursuing a beautiful young woman who's played by Mel Harris. For a while, she's attracted by his stature and his style and believes his stories that people posing as Klansmen, not Klansmen themselves, are inciting all the racial hatred. But one day she learns the truth and confronts him with it.
I met a family, a black family, whose barn was burned last night. The men who burned their barn wore hoods. They set fire to a cross in their front yard. A cross of fire. Sound familiar?
Oh, my God, Knight Riders.
No, the men who did this were not Knight Riders. Whatever that is, they were Klansmen.
Manj, honestly, if these men were Klansmen and I knew their names, I would prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
What happens next is too startling and dramatically powerful to ruin by mentioning here. But eventually, Stevenson is put on trial, and the meek small-town attorney is assigned to prosecute him. This is where Lloyd Bridges, as the defense attorney, and George Zunza, as the town's newspaper editor, make their own wonderful contributions to the miniseries. Cross of Fire, as a story of power and passion, has an almost Shakespearean dimension to it, and director Paul Wendkos gets performances from his actors that are worthy of a classic tragedy. Not many miniseries these days are worth the time it takes to make them or watch them. But Cross of Fire is a fascinating exception.